I want to thank all of you in the legislature who have taken the steps to ramp up to that total amount in the last couple of years. Those targeted investments in addressing this cost has been very smart and wise and will help us serve people better in the future. That smart planning is going to afford and help us afford this total in the years to come. But because our state's economy has done so well, we will have to take on a higher share of the Medicaid costs ourselves. The federal government is reducing their FMET support, and the state will have to step up and fill that gap. This will also cost us another $27.8 million.